Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. Le'ilui Nishmas Rav Chaim ben Elyo Tzvi HaLevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Chof Gimel. The Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph says that Ligur Noiver Mimokom Lemokom Menichas Tabais. Tabais is Tome. Because every Ligyoin has Kamo Karkaflin. Rashi says it's Oy Rosh Odom, the skin of a head of a Odom, to save them in the war. And the Gemara adds, "Ve'altitva." Don't be surprised about that. She'akar kaflo she'Rabbi Shmuel munach b'Rosh Melachim. They're using the skin of Rabbi Shmuel. So the Teres Chaim over here on the spot sends us to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yudal Fon Beis. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah there says, "As oid achas yesh lein b'Rome." In Rome, there's the following custom. Every 70 years, they bring a person and put him on top of a lame person. They put on him big day odom rishon. They put on him the skin of Rabbi Shmuel. They put on him nice jewelry on his neck. And umechabim es hashukayt hashvakayim beinach, they cover his legs. Umachriz in the funnel, they announce it in front of him. And achu de marono zayfono, meaning Yaakov Avinu is a cheater, is a liar. The chomi chomi, the lechomi lechomi. Anybody who sees it. Anybody who not, the next time they're going to do this in 70 years. Mayahani leramo beramuso olezayfono bezayfunse. Yaakov Avinu is lying. He's a cheater. He's wrong. You see that Esav is stronger than Yaakov. But in the end, and say, when Yaakov will go up, so you'll overcome Esav. So, meaning there's some kind of minug that they use the skin of Rabbi Shmuel, and with that they come to show that Yaakov Avinu is not so great. Yaakov Avinu is not the Amma Nivchor. The one who's chosen is Esav. Says to Eschayim, that's the pshat here in our Gemara. When the Gemara says that you have the Lig Yoinus that go around with the skin of Rabbi Shmuel, it's for this specific minuk. Adds the Torah Eschayim and says, what's pshat in this minuk? He says, the time of Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, when Am Yisrael was in control, there were three things that Am Yisrael had that were great. The Kehuno, the Nevuo, and the Malchus. So connected that, he says, that's what they're doing. They're putting a regular Odom on Odom Chigir. That's a remez ala malchus, because they're ruling us. They're the Adam Shalem, top of the one who is a lame person. And they're wearing the clothing, he says, clothing Adam Rishon, but that's the remez lekiuno. And they put in that skin of Rabbi Shmuel, that's the remez of Nevuah. He says, because they're dorshim el me'oininim v'koyspim, and connect to what we spoke about in the previous year, where the Ritba says that they use the oyer for kishuf. So this oyer of Rabbi Shmuel helps the idea of connecting something which is above nature, and that's what connects the Nevuah. So the whole tachlis of this is to show that the goyim overcome Am Yisrael. And that's why they're saying we're greater. But, lavoy enechanami Yisrael v'mizgaber on umasoylam. And that is the end, vayle dein kan yokum dein. So Teres Chaim explains that the Orev Rabbi Shmuel over here is referring to the Gemara over there. Just add one more nekudo, the Avoides Avoido, Shlomo Kluger says over there in Avodah Zarah. Because the Churo, it seems like the Goyim are contradicting themselves. And one hand they say that Yaakov Avinu is a Rama, he's a Shakron, Esav is greater. But then they say, Vayle Dein Kan Yokum Dein, meaning lost in love, Yisrael will overcome the Goyim. How do you put these two things together? So Zogar Shlomo Kluger sounds like this. We know there's two types of geula. There's bi'ito and zachisheno. Bi'ito means when it comes right on time, when it comes, when there's a certain date that a Mashiach will come. And the zachisheno, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the geula faster because Am Yisrael deserve to get the geula. So he says the pshat like this. Really, there is the what the goyim are coming to deny from Am Yisrael is not the fact that Am Yisrael could do tshuva and bring the geula. They know that. They know that Am Yisrael has the koyach to bring the geula if they do tshuva, if they do mitzvahs, if they do the Torah. But if Am Yisrael doesn't do it, if Am Yisrael is not choyzer b'tshuva, to say that there will be geula anyway, to say that there will be be'ito, and Am Yisrael will be nigal, that's something that the goyim deny. So what the goyim is saying, that is a remos, that Am Yisrael, the Yaakov Avinu is a ramai, what's the remos? To say that we will have a geula without anything. Regardless, there for sure will be a day of geula. That's a Ramos. Look at that. Look at Esav. He's so much greater. He has, as the Teres Chaim says over here, they have Kehuno, they have the Nevuah, they have the Malchus, they have everything. But when Am Yisrael will do tshuva, so then Chenami, Vayla Dein, Kayokum Dein. It depends on Am Yisrael. They also agree it depends on Am Yisrael. But it depends only on Am Yisrael, and it will not come on its own. And this we know is not true, because Behito, the Gula Behito, as the Ramchal goes on and explains in length, is that there is a date that the Mashiach will come one way or another. We don't know how it's going to work. We don't know how it's going to be if Am Yisrael doesn't do tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula on that certain date, and it's guaranteed that the Geula is going to come. That guarantee is with the goyim are coming to deny, and Yimele, the whole maise with the skin of Rabbi Shmuel is to come and deny that nekudo, and that's what our Gemara over here is referring to. Anyone wants to join the sponsor, Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.